I wanted to take away the power of you saying he was an asshole by saying it for you. I 8 miled your ass right there.
Yep, I'm speechless. My family had a real good marriage. What can I say?
What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode number 44 of With My Next Pick, the show where we take a random topic and draft a team and let you guys vote to decide who you think picked the best one. I'm your host, Topa, and since I can't draft alone, I brought two blokes with me. Justin.
Kevin, what does a bloke mean?
I'm pretty sure it's where you get a blowjob while taking a poop on the toilet.
No, that's a blumpkin. I need to know what a bloke is.
A bloke's just like a British person.
It's
like
a fella.
Like a friend. Fella.
Actually, I thought they used bloke negatively sometimes.
I mean, I don't know. I didn't call you a wanker.
That's true.
Maybe I should have. And Kevin.
I'm not wearing my lucky polo today, so it's probably going to be a rough draft. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. He's really sad because he doesn't have his lucky polo on.
Sad. I usually draft so much better in my lucky polo. Justin has pointed out to me. He has laid it out there for me, so... Thank God for Justin. That's what I've always said. Thank God for Justin.
Yeah. I mean, many people have said that, but I've heard that a lot out of you, Kevin.
Well, anyways, last episode, we did the best dog breeds. Might have been the hardest one to vote on because all dogs are great.
You know why it was the hardest one to vote on?
Why is that?
Because some idiot kept messing around with his microphone and ruined what I had spent hours on.
I'm going to be honest with you. I listened to the episode and didn't really notice any issues.
It's because you don't know what to listen for. But the fans do, Christopher.
Fans don't know what to listen for either, as they're not editors. Also, I didn't touch my microphone a single time last episode, so I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, I could show you the little lines.
I don't want to see it. I do not care.
You could hear it. It was awful.
I don't think anybody else, nobody at all. Justin, anybody tell you that they heard a weird noise throughout the episode?
My mom called me today and said, is it you that keeps playing with your microphone when you guys are recording?
And go.
I said, no. I said, no, Michelle, it's the man you voted for that one time, Christopher Thomas.
He is a fake news police rolling into the station. Justin just made that up.
That's factually correct.
I knew I shouldn't have asked him because he was just going to lie. Anyway, like I said, it's a hard one to vote for because all dogs are great. Justin, you did win, though. It was pretty close, aside from Kevin, who got obliterated.
I mean, I don't know if it was that close, but sure.
He beat me by a couple votes on Twitter, and the last I checked, you were up like 7 on Facebook.
He beat you by more than a couple, didn't he?
Yeah, I think on Twitter, He's like double the score.
Yeah.
On Twitter.
Yeah.
To be fair, I haven't checked since about 4 o'clock, but yeah, when I checked, we had like 50-something votes, and he had like 45% or something like that.
55%.
Justin ran away with it. I would be very interested. Justin, why don't you... I don't know how to do it, though, because you can't put up a poll with more than, like, 4 options. But I want to know what put people over the top for you. Like, I don't know if it was corgis, like you said. I don't know if it was... I
think probably the huskies that you shit on a little bit.
I gotta be honest, I don't know if it was, but you know what? Maybe I'm wrong.
I think the first 6 picks, like, it's hard to lose the draft there unless you are me. But, like, I was surprised Corgi was that popular, to be fair. I thought Corgis...
Well, we don't know if it was popular. We don't know.
Well, it won, so...
Yeah, I mean, you know what the interesting part about this whole draft was? Was the number of people who shared pictures of their dogs. People who I've never seen in my life. Never. Hopefully that... You know what this was? I think this was a big conversion episode for us.
Hopefully.
I think we got a lot of people. They didn't listen, but that's okay. They downloaded, which is all I really care about. I don't care about the listen.
It was a Sim Dog coming out party.
Frankly, if you listen, then I have to pretend like I care about the things that you say. But if you just download, then I'm good. So I'm good with just the downloads. We're good with that.
Yeah, a lot of dog pics. You ask people for pictures of their dog, they are more than happy to oblige. Like you said, people I've never seen comment or like anything. Came out the woodworks with pictures of their dogs. Not that we're complaining. We love dogs.
Yeah, I do want to shout out one person specifically. Jason, who's been a fan of ours since maybe the early season 2 or late season 1, said he couldn't vote for me because of Yorkie. You know what, Jason? I never really liked you that much anyways.
Oh, boy.
So you're off the Kevin Island, and it is a pretty big and rotund island with lots of fruit. So
it's a large island with very few inhabitants.
Yes, but now Jason's not on it. Sorry, Jason.
Jason, congratulations. You've gotten yourself off of Kevin Island. I'm sure you are thrilled. Please don't be a Sim Dog.
Jason, be a Sim Dog, baby. Join the good side, buddy.
All right, Justin, why don't you speak to your Sim Dogs and hit us with this week's victory lap?
Victory!
Oh, you know, you run out of things to say when you win almost 30 times out of 43 or 44 episodes. But season two, you know, we're off to a fire start here. I have, I think, 8 wins now. I think Kevin has 4. A guest, Ronnie, has 1.
I'm pretty sure it's 7.
That's too many episodes. This is episode 14 of season 2.
Yeah, you have 7 wins, Sims.
7-4.
I think I have 8.
You have 7. But sure, keep
on. I have 8, you have 4, Ronnie has 1.
That's too many, dumbass.
This is episode 14.
Right. Is too many 13. Episodes.
8-4 and 1 is 13, stupid.
Yeah, but we had 1 that was disqualified because Topa and I tied.
Right, the one that I would have won if you guys hadn't cheated.
I just want to point out that Topa was saying 8-4 and 1 equals 14.
8-4-1 and then a no contest.
Follow me next time because I will bring you to freedom.
Fine, 7-4-1. Either way, Topa has 0 and that's what matters. Right.
7-4-1's not as impressive.
We got to keep it going.
Yeah, Sims, we're doing this little thing where we're going back and forth. I kind of like it.
Yeah, I'll win one more before you can get your next one, though. So I'll win this one. You can win the next one.
I'm kind of hoping that Kevin catches you. Because if I'm not going to win, at least if you guys tie, I'll come in second place. Because that's how it works. Why don't you get to our promo, Justin?
Is that how it works?
Is that how what works? What are you talking about?
That's how it works? If we tie, you get second automatically?
Yeah, you guys are tied for first, and then I'm the very next one. I'm in second.
T1, T1-2?
Yeah, exactly. I guess if you wanted to be technical, Ronnie would be in second because he has more wins than me, but that's irrelevant.
Oh, God, I hope we end the season you have 0 wins and so Ronnie places third and you place fourth.
Like we mentioned last season, going 0 for 30 is impressive.
Toba, if you... I'm telling you right now, you know I love you. You let me love with you. If you go over 30, you're kicked off this podcast. There's no other way. Like, you're gone.
I think, okay, yes, I haven't won yet. But I mentioned this earlier. When you vote for MVP in a sport, first place vote is worth 5 points. Second place is worth 4, third, 3, so on and so on. So if you were to award 3 points for first, 2 for second, and 1 for third, I'm still probably in second place.
You are making that up. You don't know.
I come in second just about every episode.
You can.
I don't.
First
win.
Of all, you don't know.
But also, I'm fairly confident. I've done many, many checks of the leaderboards. I would say we've done 14 episodes with a no contest. I would say I've been in second place in 10 of those.
Done 13 episodes with a no contest. So
whatever. I would say I've won this. 10 of those.
All right. Let's get to the sponsor. You suck at this.
Tonight's promo. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Unfortunately, because we don't do drugs, we can't really tell you what that means. But hey, they paid us, so oh well.
Right, not our best work. Anyway, today we've decided to get back into the musical world. We've done quite a few of these musical drafts so far. Today we've decided to cross the pond to bloody England.
The pond.
Well, I was already getting into the accent, so I couldn't read. And we're going to select our favorite English bands and artists, Gavna. Justin, since you won, you get to pick the order.
That was brutal to just go through there.
If you want to do it, you can do
no.
it. Like, I'll leave.
No.
I don't have to
no.
be here. I can go no. do other things.
No. And that's the problem with you this season, Christopher. You don't want to be here.
That's true.
And it shows.
If I didn't want to be here, folks, would not be here.
I couldn't agree more.
It'd be very easy for me to not be here if I didn't want to
be mailed here. He's mailed it in from the jump.
Yeah, well, I think so. All right, so I'm going to let...
The only one who does any pre-show work.
I study, which shows when I win. I'm going to let Kevin go first.
Son of a bitch.
That's the only one I did.
Yeah, no shit.
Topa can go second. I'm going to go third.
If you do it right, Justin, you have the best pick.
Topa, I think you have just as good of a pick. I looked forward again. I think there's 5 first-round picks.
Yeah, I agree. 5 first-rounders. Anyway... Kevin, you have any rules before we get started on this best English thing?
Yeah, so there's really only one rule. So we're doing England, so not other places other than England, which also includes Ireland. So, but I'm going to put a caveat there. I did not do any studying. I could not tell you who was from England and who was from Ireland. So the only one I know for sure that you're not going to get is U2. That's it. I know for sure we're not getting U2 because I know where they're from.
And speaking from anyone who has any Apple products that U2 like hacked and put their music on, you're not going to want U2 anyway. So that's okay.
Yeah, U2 sucks. The other thing is this came up. There is a clear example of a band that has American members. Tobin and I were just talking about it, so I'm not going to bring it up, but just because they have American members does not mean they're not English band.
If they were founded in England, they kind
founded in England, or if they even have, like, you know, three or four guys are from England, whatever. But again, I didn't do enough homework, so I couldn't block you if I tried.
Perfect. All right, Kevin, you can get us started then.
All right, I'm sorry, McQueen. Done. I don't love the first pick because, again, there are five first rounders. I'm hoping Queen, with the movie that recently came out, can give me a little bit of a chance to hang on there, but I might have already lost.
I think there are five clear top picks. Queen's obviously one of them. I actually am glad to go second because that means I don't have the pressure of picking the right one. I'm going to take the Beatles. They also had a movie relatively recently come out yesterday.
Yeah, but I don't know if anybody saw that.
Wait. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It was called Yesterday.
Oh, I thought you meant it came out yesterday.
No, like, it did not come out yesterday. It's called Yesterday. Everybody has at least one Beatles song they like. Every single person in the world. So I think the Beatles is an easy first round pick. Justin?
All right. The first one of my back-to-back picks is easy for me. I'm going to take Led Zeppelin.
Yep. That's a good one. We didn't, somehow when we did old bands, old songs, we did not have Led Zeppelin, and that was a clear miss. So I'm glad they got picked on the first round.
Really rectified that. It's like this draft was almost made intentionally to rectify that. There was no way Zeppelin wasn't getting picked this time.
Yep.
And I'm not sure who you guys are calling the top five favorites. I might miss here according to you, but I don't really like you guys anyway, so I don't really care. This would not be my personal choice, but I'm going to go with popularity over my personal feelings here, and I'm going to take the Rolling Stones after Led Zeppelin.
That was one of the top five, and I think the last of the top five right here with my second pick is Elton John. I picked him in the best solo artist draft, so now that we're narrowing it down, there's all the more reason to grab him. Elton John, for decades, has got hits, so give me Elton John.
Yeah, Elton John's the only one that I feel like slipped. I don't know how he's not. I guess he's not ahead of the Beatles, but it's real close. I don't know.
My top three were Queen, Beatles, Elton John in any order. And I had Zeppelin and the Stones right after them. So it really, so far, it's gone exactly how I expected it to.
Yeah, here's where I'm going to have to pivot a little bit. Fans of Kevin, I was not able to put together an algorithm today, so this is all my brain, which usually doesn't go well.
All two of them.
I have two brains?
No, you have two fans.
Idiot. So.
Yeah, I'm the idiot.
Give me Ed Sheeran and Adele with my next two picks. Ooh. I'm going to try something. And this is the only way. When you are in a draft where there's five first round picks and you get stuck with the first pick, you got to pivot. And this is a pivot. I don't know how well it's going to work, but I'm going
to
try.
It's an interesting tactic to go new because I think most of these bands are old. Yeah. So it's a very interesting tactic. Maybe you'll get a couple dubs.
You grab two of the three most popular, like, this generation artists. So I think you probably, that was probably good. I was definitely taking one of them next. So,
and I think coupled with Queen, I think you played up that way.
You did a good job of getting some old and a little new. pull a card right out of my playbook. I'm going to choose with my third round pick Black Sabbath. Ozzy Osbourne fronted Black Sabbath. Great band, another one that's got hits after hits, and Ozzy's one of the best frontmen of all time, and he's British, and though Kevin didn't know that.
Honestly, he's done so much drugs, you can't tell. There's no way you can tell.
He's a little Sharon. It's tough to tell, but he is in fact British, so I'm going to take Black Sabbath with my third pick.
All right, good pick. I'm going to take someone that I had in the top five that didn't get picked, which I'm kind of surprised, but I'm going to take Pink Floyd here. I think they're very popular. I like a lot of their music. And
Justin, you do this to Topo all the time. Name me three Pink Floyd songs.
Comfortably Numb, Wish You Were Here, Another Brick Wall, or Another Brick in the Wall, Part 2.
Is Wish You Were Here them?
Yeah.
You Were Here.
That's Pink Floyd's biggest song.
Wait, isn't that? I thought that was. Nah, I guess that's not Comfortably Numb.
Pink Floyd's number one song.
So somebody's Apple Music works because he's got the top three Pink Floyd songs.
Pink Floyd's number one song is definitely Brick in a Wall. And then it's, what's the money one?
Money!
According to Apple Music, which I did some research on today, it was Wish You Were Here, Comfortably Numb, Another Brick in the Wall, then Money.
I mean, I like all four of those songs. I like Pink Floyd's a good pick, so.
Anyways, punked you because I knew definitely more than three.
Well, you did just say you used Apple Music today, so.
But I was listening to them and I knew those songs. I would have been able to name them anyway. In order, but I would have been able to name them. And then between two, and I don't know which one has more chance to get back to me, but I'm going to take David Bowie.
Yeah.
Well, he was not going to get picked by me.
He was on my list, but not that high. I probably would have picked him in like the next round. You probably wouldn't have gotten
not round four. Four is high. Round four in a 6-round draft.
Yeah, I had him.
I don't think he was high. I disagree with Topa. I just don't like him, so I was never picking him.
I mean, Bowie's obviously, people love Bowie. I picked him on the best solo artist draft. So what? How can I sit here and say that I don't like him? But with my fourth pick, I'm going to choose probably one of my favorite bands of all time. This is the band we were talking about earlier, Kevin.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to think Fleetwood Mac.
See, Tope, this is where you strategically make a mistake because you knew we already talked about it. I hate Fleetwood Mac.
I don't care.
Never picking them.
I love
Fleetwood. You should have waited around. You should have waited around.
Well, that was, you know what? I had them listed as a third round pick. They're here in the fourth. I'm going to grab them.
Why would he ever wait around? You've purposely chosen things you knew he was going to pick before just to piss him
off. Exactly. I can't trust
him. Yeah, but he knows I'm not choosing Fleetwood Mac.
I didn't expect you to take Adele and Ed Sheeran either, but here we are. Fleetwood Mac founded in London. Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham are from California, and they are the most popular members of Fleetwood Mac. However, due to the rules, the band was founded in London, so they do count. So give me Fleetwood Mac, one of my personal favorites.
It's funny that Buckingham is from California, because like that's a very English name. Okay, well, thank you, Topa, I guess. Give me, you know... I wasn't taking Fleetwood Mac. So I'm going to take a band that I love and it fits in really well with my draft strategy. Give me Oasis with my next pick. Hopefully people will love some Wonderwall. Hopefully people will love some, what is it? Something new? Supernova.
Champagne Castle? Supernova.
Champagne Supernova.
So that's my issue with Oasis is that there's those two songs and that's it. But they're bigger than the Beatles, damn it. So
if Two Hit Wonder was a thing, holy shit.
Wonderwall is a great song. And so is I love Champagne Supernova, but that's it. You're done
Champagne
with them after
Champagne Supernova.
Hey, there's a band that might get picked that's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that has less hits than Oasis.
Where were you while we were getting high?
I don't want to hear shit on it.
I had Oasis as a 6-round pick because, like I said, they only had two songs. And they once said they were bigger than the Beatles, which is absurd.
Did they?
They did. They did.
I don't know. I don't know if it's for sure they did. One of them did. Huge dick. Yeah. So that might have been.
They hate each other. Fun fact.
Yeah. They've like tried to kill each other.
They despise each other.
The Jonas Brothers apparently said "We're back, baby," and then dropped one song and fell off again. So
I think they've had more than one song.
I've been watching a show on Netflix called Kingdom, where Nick Jonas is one of the stars. It's an MMA show. It's an MMA fighting show, but like a TV show. And he plays a gay MMA fighter. And I've never seen worse acting in my entire life. He is the worst actor on the show. Other than that, the show's good.
I mean, it's a Netflix show about MMA. It was obviously not going to be good.
No, actually, it is.
I don't know why we have to take shots at the Jonases, but...
Because you mentioned something Oasis said, which reminded me when the Jonas Brothers said, "We're back, baby," according to you.
Buddy named Samantha, who's going to be very unhappy with you for talking shit about the Jonases for no reason.
It's so funny how defensive Topa gets over the Jonases.
They're good, man. They're good music. And they've had more than one song since they came back. I can't list them. Don't ask me to. But they've had more than one.
Let's move on. Since we're talking about the Jonas Brothers, this fits in with my draft strategy. We're going big. We're going only new, baby. Give me One Direction.
Oh, boy.
That's it. We're going to just double down. I don't have an algorithm in front of me. I was at a massive disadvantage. We're taking chances here.
I don't know what to say about that.
You guys can say whatever you want. It's, again, there's a clear strategy. So
be bad at it. He's going make it or break it here. That's it. He's either going for last or going for first, and there's no in between.
I think that he's embraced the fact that he didn't know what he was doing, and he's just going after it. So it's better than panicking, I guess. One Direction, they had good songs. They had a couple good ones.
It's the only pop. No, I mean, they got a lot of good ones. It's the only pop, I wouldn't say pop a lot. Group from. Oh, my God. I forgot about one. Never mind. Continue.
The only pop group of the Spice Girls, baby.
No, shit, don't take them, please.
I'm not taking them, but I just wanted everyone to know that that's what you want. Maybe I'll take them in the 6th round. Who's to say? Right now, I'm going to take Phil Collins, though. I know, Kevin, you hate Phil Collins, but everyone loves Phil Collins. He made the Tarzan soundtrack, which everybody loves. In the Air Tonight, everyone loves that drum solo. Give me Phil Collins. He's made great music, and he's British, and he's an asshole. But that's irrelevant.
Yeah, no.
I wanted to take away the power of you saying he was an asshole by saying it for you. I 8-miled your ass right there.
Yep, I'm speechless. My family had a real good marriage. What can I say?
All right, Justin, your last two.
With my 5th round pick, I'm going to take Eric Clapton.
I was hoping he would actually sneak by.
I think he's a popular solo artist there. And then I can't say that I know more than two songs by her, but I thought she was very talented. I thought her life ended a little too early, and I enjoyed her while she was around. So I'm going to take Amy Winehouse here.
They tried to make her go to rehab. She said no.
I'm very surprised at how much people love Amy Winehouse. I never got it. I thought her songs were fine, but you know, again, Justin, you're right. She died early and it sucks. I'm not besmirching her, but so did Aaliyah. Nobody puts Aaliyah in the same breath as Amy Winehouse.
That's fair.
I mean, people said Aaliyah's name multiple times in songs since then. I don't think anybody's ever mentioned Amy Winehouse in a musical number.
I only know two Amy Winehouse songs and they both slap. So she probably would have been better. Eric Clapton, I just want to point out to the fans, he does not get Layla because that's by Derek and the Dominoes, and he did not pick that. He picked Eric Clapton.
Yeah, Toba, nobody knows who that song is except for like you.
Literally no one's going to give a shit about what you just said.
Well, but you're right. They're going to pick Eric Clapton because of Layla, but they're not going to know that he didn't actually.
No, they're going to pick Eric Clapton because of the great
Tears in Heaven.
What about Cocaine?
Oh, yeah, Cocaine exactly, is Justin. Such a good song. Damn it, I forgot
Cocaine. And what's the one where he's like on a watchtower too?
Whatever. It's my last pick.
Wonderful Tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Justin, you did good. Don't worry. Don't listen to him.
He didn't get the most popular one, which is Layla, so suck a boob.
According to Apple Music, it's Wonderful Tonight, so boob suck you.
Layla, because it's not Eric Clapton, it's Derek and the Dominoes.
I beg to differ. I will show you right here. You can't see that. It's way too shiny.
It's not great.
Wonderful Tonight, Cocaine,
this
and
is
then...
This is just bad radio right here. This is what this is.
Layla.
My last pick. There are a shit ton of people I could still pick, which makes this very difficult. But I don't think we can do a draft about British bands without taking The Who.
Damn it.
So I'm going to take The Who. Pete Townsend, great on the guitar. I'm not even the biggest Who fan, but to have this draft and not have The Who seems like blasphemy.
Yeah, I was hoping it would sneak through. Since I don't have a pen, let's see. I'm just going to quickly rattle off Beatles, Elton John, Queen, Rolling Stones, Pink Floyd, Oasis, Led Zeppelin, Amy, Ed Sheeran, The Who, Adele, One Direction. Those are all picked. David Bowie's picked.
Yes.
Eric Clapton's picked. Okay. Yes. So we are down to the Spice Girls, Coldplay, Franz Ferdinand.
Oh, they're British? I didn't know that.
And the Gorillaz.
Ooh, the Gorillaz are British.
Yeah. Let's go with... I can't not take the Spice Girls. I gotta take the Spice Girls.
The Spice Girls fit so well with your draft so far. I forgot all about them, and I had to know they were British. There's no possible way to not know that.
Their movie, they drove around in a big British bus.
Spice World. What a great film. All right, Kevin, you had the first pick. You took Queen, Ed Sheeran, Adele, Oasis, One Direction, and the Spice Girls.
Nailed it.
You know, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. And it's for you not to win, because this team, I don't know. You went out on a limb. I like that you went out on a limb. So we'll see what happens.
Nailed it.
All right. At the second pick, I took the Beatles, Elton John, Black Sabbath, Fleetwood Mac, Phil Collins, and The Who. Kevin, you said I should have been more strategic with the Fleetwood Mac pick. But I was never picking Oasis, One Direction, or the Spice Girls, so it did not matter when I picked them. Because it did not end up affecting me at all.
But you should have taken The Who, because I should have taken The Who.
Yeah, but you didn't, and so it worked out. So, you know, if onlys and buts, with candies and nuts, and whatnot.
Then you would have more than one win.
This could be the day. It's the third episode in a row. I feel pretty good. Anyway, Justin, you are the competition here, because you went Led Zeppelin, The Rolling Stones, Pink Floyd, David Bowie, Eric Clapton, and Amy Winehouse.
Is that you throwing down the gauntlet, Topa, calling it a two-man race between you and I?
I think... I want to say that I could see Kevin getting a lot of votes because people just think his list is ridiculous. But I think sheer... If you're going sheer British talent here, it's a two-man race. You have...
I think I dropped off. If we had done a three-round draft, I might have had a chance. I think I might have dropped off at the end.
I don't think so. Queen, Sheeran, Adele versus Beatles, Elton John, Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin, Rolling Stones, Pink Floyd. I still think you're a clear third.
It's favorite, though.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, and Adele and Ed Sheeran both have great music. It's just when you got into the Oasis and the One Direction and the Spice Girls. But anyways, don't forget to vote. This episode will be out on Thursday with the poll coming on Friday. And we're going full British here, so make sure you get into that. Justin, do you want to read a review?
Reviews.
I do. This episode's review is from Jimmy Germs. Dear God, these guys are funny. This podcast is so rewarding and funny. It seriously is just a very fun listen. It's so great to hear what is obviously three great friends with a fun concept making such gold. I almost snicker to myself every time they call us three great friends because we hate each other. Look forward to this every week.
Yeah, we're a lot like Oasis in the sense that we're making good stuff here, but we hate each other. We're not having a good time doing it. Thank you, Jimmy Germs, for the review. Guys, if you want to leave us a review, Jimmy Germs just left this one like 2 days ago. And we're reading his review, so you should do that, and maybe you'll get yours up there.
What kind of name is Jimmy Germs? Should we be nervous about that?
Like, a Jimmy's like a wiener, so is he talking about, like, wiener germs?
Oh,
because that's dangerous. We don't want that.
Oh, maybe Justin just left the review.
Why do I got wiener germs?
Because, Justin, if anybody on this podcast is going to have chlamydia, it's you. It's you. 100% yeah. You.
100% chance.
Oh, yeah. Boy, wiener germs. Jimmy Germs, I'm sorry that we said that. Hopefully that's not like a family name or something, and you're going to be really unhappy with us. Anyways, this draft is officially in the books. Look for the poll on Friday. The episode will be out on Thursday. You can vote on Facebook and Twitter at With My Next Pick. For Justin and Kevin, I'm Topa. See you next time, you wankas.
Kevin hit a wonder wall.